In an earlier time, Peter and Cornelius would have never met. Peter was an apostle and one of Jesus' closest buddies. He knew the Jewish scriptures, he grew up in the culture, he had become an integral leader in the Jewish community. We have heard a lot of stories about Peter in the book of Acts this summer. He is well known and well loved. Cornelius, on the other hand, was a Gentile. He was devout in prayer, but not Jewish, which means he was not a member of God's chosen people. He had a completely different upbringing and values and community. He was uncircumcised and because of that, excluded from the life of faith in the God of Israel. These two people would have never crossed paths, shared stories, or really needed each other at all. They would have been fine to go about their entire lives without ever having to even bump shoulders with each other in the market. And yet, in the time of Acts, in the beginning of the Jesus movement, these two unlikely people are brought together under the roof of a house so that the Holy Spirit can fall upon even the most unlikely of people, so that the net of God's family can become even wider. Now, this encounter of unlikely people begins with a vision. A very strange vision Peter has in a trance state of a sheet coming down from heaven with four animals on it. These four animals, the Jewish people believe to be unclean, unsafe to eat, not for human consumption. So Peter passes the test given to him, unwilling to kill and eat the animals. And yet, God responded, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." This vision conversation happens three times, supposedly to drive home the point into Peter's subconscious, because he needed to be prepared for what was about to happen. He needed to be prepared for the people who were about to arrive on his doorstep. Now, all the while this strange sheet and animal vision is happening to Peter, Cornelius is having a vision of his own, a vision to go find Peter and hear what he has to say, to travel to this person who he was never supposed to meet and whose company he's really probably not welcome in, to learn about God's saving love and grace, to have his many prayers to God finally be answered. And after they've each received their vision, they come together in the holy space of a living room, and Peter witnesses to Cornelius. Peter tells the story of Jesus. Peter gives color and texture and shape to the God who Cornelius has been praying to for who knows how long. And in the midst of this sharing, in the middle of Peter's sentence, the Holy Spirit descends on Cornelius and his guests, engulfing them in the same way Jesus was engulfed at his own baptism. And in this holy moment, they are given the gift of eternal life with God. They are given a community with God's people. They are given every gift that every other Jewish follower has ever been given. And in this moment, the net that holds God's family is widened once again. Now, if you've been coming to church this summer, you know that these are not the first visions that we've heard in the book of Acts. Peter had a vision to go to a wilderness road where he encountered the Ethiopian eunuch. Ananias had a vision to go find Saul. Saul then had a vision that Ananias was coming to find him. And now today, Peter has a vision to welcome Cornelius, and Cornelius has a vision to go find Peter. The through line of all these visions is how they bring people together who would have never met. Each time God sends a vision, God is matchmaking with unlikely characters. Each time God sends a vision, God is sending people from the inner circle out to unlikely people. Each time God sends a vision, God is sending people in the inner circle, Peter, Ananias, Mount Olivet, out to the unlikely person, a eunuch, a murderer, a Gentile, someone who for some reason or another will never walk through those doors. The people who receive these visions are brought together by none other than the Holy Spirit, and not so that they can save the other person, but so that God can be close to them, so that they might know the fullness of God's love for them, so that we might be a fuller and deeper community because we're together, because we have each other, because we need each other. I think one of my favorite parts about this passage is that Peter has the vision three times. Of all the visions that we've heard in Acts, no one else got more than one. Peter is the special one. Three times, God told Peter in a trance on his roof, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane. Who God has called to love, you must not exclude. Who God has brought together, you must not divide." And it makes me wonder whether Peter didn't want to believe it, if he wanted to keep the dividing walls up, if he hoped he didn't have to meet another outsider, if this was the line in the sand and God had to say it three times to wipe it away. Being sent out to people who we don't want as part of the inner circle, to people who we would like to stay separated from, to people who we're just fine living our lives without ever bumping shoulders with. This is hard. It's uncomfortable. It's work. And yet, God is persistent. God is relentless. God is very, very repetitive. God is working both sides of the aisle. And to what end? So that all people can be in the inner circle. So that we can be a community who needs one another, even and especially when we don't think we need them. So that there is no hierarchy or requirement to be part of God's family. So that God can be a God who claims all people, is for all people, and loves all people. The Jewish community in this story was suspicious at first. They didn't like hearing what Peter had done and who Peter had gone to. They thought he had gone too far. But after they heard Peter's story, they were stunned to silence. They were shocked. When God shows up, it's often surprising and strange. But they didn't stay there. They didn't stay in their shock and silence. Because after it began to settle and dissipate, they began to praise God. Because they realized the miracle it was that life was given to even a Gentile, even them. They realized the miracle it was that God had brought two people together who would have never met and never needed each other so that all could receive the gift of life. And honestly, friends, as Peter says to these Jewish leaders today, who are we that we could hinder God? Amen.